Karnei.
The Aliyah today describes the match, the wrestle between Yaakov and the Ish. Never referred to as a malach, referred to as the Ish, the man. And the question that I want to address, and this is where the irony is. I wasn't expecting to give the Dvar Torah today. I'll have to let you know this. Let you in on a little secret. I wasn't expecting to give the Dvar Torah today. Generally speaking, on Monday mornings, Rav Tabori gives the Dvar Torah. And the Dvar Torah, so Rav Tabori is going to be back this morning. I was expecting him to be back already for Minyan. He's not here yet. So I'm here. It was a small detail that was overlooked, which brings me to the irony. Because the question that I want to ask, and Chazal asked, and Rashi quotes, is what was Yaakov doing there when he meets the Ish, when he meets this person? And the Torah describes it. Rabbeinu alluded to it yesterday, that Yaakov, the two camps, has become just Yaakov and everyone else. The original plan was to split everyone, and Yaakov sees that that wasn't even necessary. Vayikachem, vayavirem et hanachal, vayaver et asher lo. Yaakov sees takes his entire camp. He brings them across the river, he fords the river with them. Vayaver et asher lo, he brings everything across. Vayivater Yaakov levado, and Yaakov remains by himself on the other bank of the river. Vayavek ish imo ad alot hashachar, and the person begins the wrestling match until the dawn. And the Gemara in Chulin asks, what was Yaakov doing there? Why didn't he just leave with everybody else? And he could be on the other side of the river. Rashi gives a bit of the Midrash. Rashi simply says that what was he doing there? Shachach pachim ktanim v'chazar aleihem. He forgot some small vessels, small utensils, and he returned to get what he had left on the other bank. Those people who are learning the sugya on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet can think of the chavita de chamra, can think of the chaviot of wine that people sometimes leave on the docks when they are unloading the ships. Yaakov has forgotten his chavita de chamra. He's forgotten his pachim ktanim. There is a play on the word in some of the midrashim that it's not vayivater Yaakov livado, it's vayivater Yaakov likado. Take a little bit of the spitz off the bet. Turn the bet into a kaf. And then he wasn't there by himself, but he was there for his vessels. Vayivater likado. And the question is that a good thing that he was on the other side? In other words, and that's why I said Rashi splits the Medrash, because the full text of the Medrash, the Gemara in Chulin, is after it says that Nishtayer al Pachin Ktanim, I don't have enough time to try to get into why didn't Rashi bring the whole Medrash. I'll let you think about that. But here's the entire Medrash. Mikan l'tzadikim, from here we can learn with regard to tzadikim, shechaviv aleihem mamonam yoter migufan. Their money is more precious to them than their bodily safety is. V'kol kach lama, why is this true? Lefi she'ein poshtin yidehen begezel, because they don't steal anything. Everything that a tzaddik owns was fairly gotten. And so everything that he has is something that belongs to him. And therefore, he doesn't want to give it up. Rashi doesn't bring this half. And this half, I think, is actually, when I look at this Gemara, there's so many ways to understand the sugya, but the way that I always looked at this particular line of the Gemara was within the following context. Right? You know, you talk about, maybe, you know what, I said I wasn't going to talk about the difference between Rashi and the Gemara, Midrash, I am. Pachim ktanim can be something very positive. Pachim ktanim, what does that mean? It means that you cross your T's, you dot your I's. Everything is important. Don't look at the small details and say, they're just details. Things will work out. Yeh beseder. And the the Israeli parlance, that you don't say everything will work out. No. For lack of a nail, the kingdom was lost. There are times that just, for want of a nail, I think, for the want of a nail, that you can miss one small detail, one calculation, and if you're planning a moonshot and you're off by one decimal point or three decimal points, doesn't matter, right? You miss the moon. That's it. Tzadikim care about pachim ktanim. Yaakov cares about pachim ktanim. And that's important. And that's what leaves him back on the other bank. And that's what Rashi is saying. That's a very important lesson. But there's a reason why I think Rashi didn't take the second half, because I don't know if the Gemara is trying to give that lesson. By saying that, tzadikim mamunan, chabibin mamunan yoter migufan, that sounds to me, that rings as a negative idea. It strikes me that you ask yourself, Yaakov, what are you doing there? Why are you in putting yourself in danger? You can be with the other side. And because of pachim ktanim, because of you want to make sure that you're truly, honestly gotten gains, yes. But those gains are in your pocket. You're not willing to leave them aside. That's what you're doing there. Yaakov is an ish emet. And we see it very, very clearly from the last parsha. Yaakov, when he leaves Lavan, so he speaks to Lavan, and he says, Genufti yom, genufti laila. You tried to steal from me day and night, and I was always honest. I never, ever took anything that didn't belong to me, Yaakov tells Lavan. And if there was even a loss that wasn't my responsibility, I took it upon myself. Yaakov is a person of truth. But that same person of truth, when it came to Lavan, knew how to work with people who weren't people of truth. And when you're working with people who aren't necessarily the most honest of people, Yaakov knew how to be mevater. He knew how to say, you know what? I'm not responsible for this loss. I'll take it anyway. Yaakov, when he is dealing with Lavan, was willing to forego the pachim ktanim, because he saw the greater goal, more than truth, was the goal of peace. And his relationship with Lavan, it was more important that, even though it, in the end, he didn't do so poorly when it came economically, but it was more important that he deal with Lavan fairly, rather than making sure, lo levater, as it were, on the pachim ktanim. And here, when it comes to a sav, and this is, I'm opening a larger discussion here. When it comes to a sav, Yaakov isn't willing to be mevater.
Vayishlach Yaakov malachim el Esav achiv.
Why did Yaakov even send his messengers to Esav? Why did he come? Why did Esav is coming to Yaakov? Because Yaakov woke Esav up. Yaakov could have gone into Eretz Canaan without Esav being even aware of it. Yaakov sends malachim. And here, Yaakov perhaps knew that the Ish was waiting for him. And he wanted, because he wanted to be a man of truth. He had had the battle with Esav before he left. He had won the Bechora. He had won the Bracha. He wants, perhaps, to fight the battle. Vayivater. Because he wants to be on this side before the Pachim Ketanim, the details. Every detail is important to an Ish Emet. And that's what leads to the struggle. And you could say, the struggle is a struggle that Yaakov comes out victorious. Ki sarita im Elohim v'anashim v'tucham. You're Yisrael now. He won't leave until that Ish, till that Malach gives him the bracha. Yes, that's true. But it comes at a price. Solei al Yerecho. He is limping out of the battle. Think about it, gentlemen. How often do we stand on principle? How often do we say that we're not willing to be mevater on our pachim ktanim, whatever those pachim ktanim are? And ask yourself, is the principle always worth it? Rashi took that part of the Medrash out, because Rashi wanted to focus on another aspect. But Chazal were trying to say, perhaps, that there are times that it's all right to be mevater on pachim ketanim. There are times it's all right to say that gufan are chaviv yoter mimamonan. Even when things are honestly gotten, even when things belong to you, min hadin, min ha'emet, there are still times that it's kedai to be mevater on those pachim ketanim. And that way, you won't find yourself vayivater levado. You won't find yourself alone on the other bank. Have a wonderful day.